Good afternoon, sir. What is your name? Hello?
This is George Allen, President.
Oh, George. So we have Mr. Crosby. Mr. Crosby, can you hear me, please?
Yes, sir.
Just give me one moment. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and AEDC number for the record?
George Allen Crosby, 294-625.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Good, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the 5 alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 3rd, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Crosby?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or you're representing yourself today, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I will start with the opposite side of the bench. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, or acting board chairman, the Honorable Mr. Michael Wright. Next to me. Pardon me, sir. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And so as to not confuse you, our actual board chairman is Dr. C.T. Wright. And I had a little bit of a brain cramp. But at the center of the bench is our esteemed acting board chairman, Mr. Michael Johnson. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. And I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer.
All right.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Crosby and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir. I swear.
Thank you. Mr. Crosby, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes us from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Crosby. I'm now going to begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal way the company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by a failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about January 5th, 2018 for the task lab report dated, and there is no date on there. Mr. Crosby, is this true or false?
It's true.
Allegation number two, thank you, sir. Allegation number two is violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by a failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about January 23rd, 2018 for the task lab report.
That's true. That's also true, Your Honor.
Thank you. Allegation number three, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by a failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about February 6, 2018 for the task lab report.
That's true, Your Honor.
Thank you. Violation number four, violation number seven, as demonstrated by a failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about February 9th, 2018 for the task lab report.
Yes, that's true.
And Mr. Crosby, just for the record, the dates in which you did not submit those tests are all on the warrant of arrest. The actual lab report date is not dated there. For whatever reason, they were not put on the form. So I just want to make sure you know that. Yes, Mr.
That lab report is actually in the warrant, and the actual date for that would be 2/27.
Great, so that we can account for that. So that lab report is all on November 27, 2018. And I'll read the last allegation, and that's violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about February 9, 2018, as directed on February 8, 2018, your whereabouts were known, thus you were absconded from supervision. Again, Mr. Crosby, is this true or false?
That is correct, Your Honor.
Thank you. So we can mark true?
Yes.
Thank you.
True.
Just one second.
I'd like to say that if I may,
Mr. Crosby, will just give us a moment. We're going to make a motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two, and then after I give some notification, you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Crosby. I do have a chance to speak to the board. Just one second. Based on Mr. Crosby's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have or have to act in a familiar company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson. Making sure I get that correct. And Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Crosby, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner is going to give us additional background information about this case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions. I'll do a quick review of your case supervision summary, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Crosby. Mr. Turner, if you will.
Mr. Crosby was released from ADC custody on 11/9/2017 and arrested on 6/12/2018 by Winslow PD on the ADC warrant and a warrant for assault and disorderly conduct from 2017. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 6/26/2018 with an adjusted CCD of 9/26/2018 with 123 abscondes. Current conviction, 2014 aggravated DUI, 2 years and 6 months. Prior conviction, 2014 aggravated DUI, 4 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3, no STG, no prior terms of supervision, and he has no disciplinary history. There were other arrests, however, charges were dismissed or were not filed. He has a GB score of G2, V2. Status of charges are still pending on the domestic violence, disorderly conduct.
Okay, Mr. Crosby, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to live with Myrna Crosby, that would be your mother, at 618 East Aspen Wall, Winslow, Arizona. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
We don't have any employment notes, but were you working when you were on community supervision?
I was working for a while. Just having to put one of the neighbors out. Just some side work, that's it.
Thank you, sir. Programming notes, it looks like that you're directed to a local behavioral health center for substance abuse screening. You completed intake with CBI in Winslow on January 12, 2018. As of February 6, 2018, you attended only 5 out of 11 groups. So were you having issues with attending CBI, sir?
Yes, I was.
What was going wrong and what was happening?
Basically, I was using drugs, Your Honor.
Well, thank you for being so direct, Mr. Crosby. You recognize that there's a lot of substance abuse going on out in the world. and it's something we see every day, so hopefully it's something we're working on. We have some sanctions notes that on January 3rd, 2018, you were sanctioned for self-permitted using methamphetamine. You signed and agreed to enroll and complete treatment with the local behavioral health center. You also placed on increased UA and task. You failed to complete your treatment, and you also failed to report for your UA dates. And that last sentence pretty much accounts for most of your allegations, shy, missing from community supervision for 123 days. So I'll begin by asking, what were you doing for the 123 days that you were missing from community supervision, Mr. Crosby?
I was out there using drugs with, you know what I'm saying, with some ladies and stuff. And, I don't know how to explain it, but I was doing what I wasn't supposed to be doing, basically.
What do you mean what you're supposed to be doing?
I was supposed to be doing the counseling of the UAs. Yes, I just, when you're out there on drugs, on methamphetamines, you do a lot of things that you usually don't do.
Okay. Again, thank you for being direct. Have you been able to stay clean since you've been arrested, sir?
Yes, Your Honor. That's ever since I've been arrested, that's the only thing that gave me a chance, you know what I mean, to stop.
That's understandable. How long have you been clean?
Going on 2 months now.
2 months. And how do you feel?
I feel great, you know what I mean? I gained some weight, you know. I'm starting to reassess myself and my actions and my thinking. First you gotta change your thinking in order to change your actions. So I'm using this time wisely, basically. And when I get out, either way I'm gonna get out, either way. But I wanna change that lifestyle that I was living. That's the main thing.
Well, I'd like to agree, Mr. Crosby, you sound positive. I'm glad you've been able to gain weight. I recognize that I think with both heroin and methamphetamine, for the wrong reasons, I think people lose their appetite and lose quite a bit of weight. So it's good that you've been able to get healthier. And if you're feeling good right now, I'm hoping that you'll hang on to this feeling. Certainly it's not the position of the board to counsel, but we see so many cases day in, day out, and one thing that I'm hoping that you learn now is about your associates. Because you feel good right now, you're clean, hopefully you'll pursue some sort of rehabilitation programming when you return to the community one way or the other, but if you end up hanging around the same people that are doing the same things, it's going to be very hard for you to stay sober. It's just, that's just life. So we do encourage you to be very mindful about the company you keep when you return to the community. It looks like that you were arrested by the... Did you get arrested by Winslow PD?
Yes, sir.
And what was going on that made Winslow PD make contact with you on the day that you were arrested?
I was arguing with the... Just basically my girlfriend at the time. And so that's basically the neighbors called the police on me. And I stayed there, you know, I could have ran, you know, but I stayed there and waited for the police to come.
Okay, sir. And it looks like that your parole officer was working with you, trying to get you treatment, so I feel like you've already answered this, but I still want to hear it from you. Why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer?
I was scared, Your Honor. And, basically I'm going to court right now today for my kids' custody. And that's for the CPS. And you know, it's not good at all. We're using drugs and already on the run from parole. And because that's one thing for sure, I don't want to lose my kids over this.
Well, thank you again.
I mean, I lost a lot already. I'm done losing. I'm not ready to start
living. Well, I hope you really mean that. I know that you probably still have some more to deal with. I think there's a pending charge out there, too, from disorderly conduct. But I hope you really are committed to staying clean and moving on with your life. You're a young man. How many kids do you have?
I have two
swimming
boys.
Okay, so I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions, please. Any questions from my fellow board members? Mr. Crosby, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into deliberation?
Yes, I know there's no excuse for some actions. So, I still didn't accept it, you know, just, I feel, you know what I mean, I feel it's just, you have a chance, you know, and that's all up to you guys. If you guys want to grant me a second chance, I do this parole, and I'll be highly grateful for it, you know, and I'm going to be working harder to do whatever's possible. And I know that, like, it's easy to say from right here, but I know the true test is when I get out. That's when the real test lies. And that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you, Mr. Crosby. That was a good statement. As I said, in more ways than one, I hope that you're committed to staying clean, to your sobriety, and to returning to a productive life. It sounds like your kids are important to you. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but as the board discussing the case amongst itself, under the open meeting law in Arizona, so if we'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Crosby. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this was an interesting discussion with Mr. Crosby. He sounds positive. I'm glad to hear that he has pursued sobriety. It sounds like that he's gotten a bit healthier. You talked about putting some weight back on, probably after a run of methamphetamine use. And he unfortunately is having to deal with a pending charge for disorderly conduct and working through some CPS issues. But I still like what I'm hearing from him, and I truly hope, pardon me, that he's turning that corner and is ready to move on with his life, especially at such a young age and there's so much life left. But based on him absconding for 123 days and his relapse into methamphetamine and his sobriety being so recent, I am not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision. He only has exactly 3 months left in the Department of Corrections, and I think that time might be best served putting together a plan for his return to the community, pursuing any in-house counseling and staying sober leading up to his return to the community, and that's where I'll begin the discussion. Yes,
sir. It looks like he only has 2 months left.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're absolutely correct.
Unless he got concerned.
No, but point me about that, Mr. Crosby. I didn't mean to do that to you. It is 9/26/2018. I did put math in my mind when I prepared for these cases, and I just wrote down 3 months, but she's correct. It's exactly 2 months away, which is a big difference. That's a full 30 days difference. So. Again, that's where I'll begin the discussion. Any further input? Okay, then I will go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W0663. Our discussion with Mr. Crosby, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move for a roll committee supervision as Mr. Crosby is delinquent. Finally, the terms and conditions of his supervision in Matlocks was about to lapse in the Puerto Rico company inasmuch in that he relapsed into methamphetamine use and absconded from community supervision for 123 days in which we could not monitor his activity in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Newell, moved on by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Crosby, your supervision is in revolt, and you will be released on or about September 26, 2018. Again, that's 2 months away. We encourage you to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We recognize that there are a few pending issues out there. We do wish you the best with your pending administrative action with the Child Protective Service people. And we hope for your safe and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you would just set the phone down and ask for your CO3.
We got one more there.
Yeah, I think we have one more individual at your facility.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Crosby.
So it was just you touching that panel? I never heard that noise before.
I didn't. I just did that noise.
Yeah, so like a little one.
I never heard that noise.
I haven't either.
Hello, are you guys ready for the next guy from Kaiba?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, well, we'll get him in here in just a second.
Okay.
Who has Daniel Castillo?
Christine, I have him.
Mr. Freeman. Oh, wait, so we have one more. No. Meadows. But then Mr. Freeman better be appearing. What do we do if he doesn't show up?
I'm assuming we just go ahead and have it all there, yeah. Not a good thing for him not to show up. Sir, what is your name, sir? Well, I think you could just start over with Mr. Castillo.
Well, Mr. Castillo, we didn't have the court law, so we're going to start over.
Just do start with the allegations.
Just the allegations.
Just the allegations.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're telling me I can start with just the allegations. So, allegation number one, violation of conditional supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your fans to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on about April 19, 2018, for the task of legal testing compliance summary dated May 21st, 2018. Is that true, officer?
True.
Okay. Allegation number 2, violation of conditional supervision number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend and complete substance abuse counseling as directed on or about December 27, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
Failure to complete my classes, you said?
Right. You didn't complete the substance abuse classes.
No, well, I did not complete because my classes weren't done yet, but
okay, well,
that is a false statement. I never got discharged. I was going all the way to
sir, I didn't, the answer to the thing with discharge says you failed to, and, you know, you have failure to attend and complete substance abuse counseling at the directed on or about December 27, 2017. You can explain the details of it,
all right.
In fact,
I'll say false on that one.
False? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Alright, I'm going to go to allegation number 3 and we'll go back to number 2 for further information. So allegation number 3 is violation of marijuana conditional supervision number 2. As demonstrated by your failure to establish residence on May 2nd, 2018 at Phoenix Oasis located at 2843 West Alameda Road, Phoenix, Arizona. As verbally directed by your assigned court officer on about May 2nd, 2018. Your whereabouts when I mean that you want to know unless you have stand or from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Okay, all right. So we're going to get some information from Mr. Turner about allegations number 2. Turnaround.
Allegation number two, on 12/27/2017, during his face-to-face visit in the office, the offender was directed to attend and complete substance abuse counseling. On 4/9/2018, CCO Radigan received a discharge email from the CAC classes stating the offender exceeded the number of allowances and the offender was taken off the roster. The offender missed the following dates, 1/6/2018, 2/10/2018, 2/17/2018, 3/30/2018, and 4/6/2018. The offender failed to attend and complete substance abuse counseling as directed by assigned parole officer.
Thank you, Mr. Kern. So, Mr. Castillo, what are your thoughts about that?
I have a miscommunication with one of the instructors that I had class because of my job situation, because I was trying to get transferred from a Saturday class to a Friday class. And my hours and my days were changing a lot on my job, so I ended up staying at the Saturday class, which I had gotten taken out of. And
so
appeared on that. Yes, sir.
Sir, I'm going to get this in phase two and you can explain in a little more detail, okay?
All right.
All right, so based on the admissions of Mr. Castillo for allegation number one, allegation number two, and information supplied by Department of Corrections on allegation number two, I'm going to find that Mr. Castillo did deliberate as he might have been in condition of supervision that he may have lapsed or not lapsed and couldn't raise the company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion
by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Gonzalez, Mr. House. So, sir, we're in phase two now, but before we do, Mr. Kern, you're going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll be back with you in a couple minutes, okay?
All right.
Mr. Kern?
Mr. Castillo was released from ADC custody on 12/19/2017 and arrested on 6/5/2018 by the ADC Fugitive Apprehension Unit. No new charges. He was returned back to ADC custody on 6/5/2018 with an adjusted CCD of 122/2020 with 34 abscond days. Current conviction, 2001 unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 2004 commitment B, count three, murder, second degree, 10 years, 6 months. 2004 commitment C, count two, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, he self-admitted to being a member of the Warrior Society. No prior terms on supervision. Disciplinary is significant with assault with a weapon, promoting contraband, tampering with a security device, drugs, fighting, and theft noted. There are no other arrests. Here's a GD score of G6V8.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Castillo, we have a summary of the case in the building. So, residents on 19th and December 2017, you were at least homeless, but then you were reported to reside at 15621 or 25th Avenue or 8107 Phoenix, Arizona. You left the residence due to family issues on February 22nd, 2018. You were reported to reside at TLC at 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona. And then on May 2nd, 2018, you were approved to reside at the Phoenix Oasis. However, you failed to report and the residence was approved. So where did you go instead of, you didn't go to the Phoenix Oasis, where did you go? Mr. Castillo?
His mic is off.
Yeah.
See that?
Yes.
Sir, can you, Mr. Castillo? He's not even holding his head over. Can he see us?
He can't see him. He can't see us.
Can you hear me? Hang it up.
Can you hear me, sir?
I can't see anything.
Anyone?
can see the screen changed.
It's interesting.
Oh, it did. How odd.
We had the phone and it didn't hit up the screen.
A virus or something in there. Because that screen did change.
There you go.
Hello, can you hear that?
Okay, back up.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what happened, but
they got a remote control over there that has a mute button on it, and that's why we had that problem the other day.
Okay, so you can hear me again?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll continue.
Trying to get up there, running around, and you know, that's why I was kind of disappointed on the bike, and trying to move from Mesa to Phoenix, because proposed energy is...
It's not that easy. It's not that easy. For one thing, from one halfway house to another, they have never been. You know, they can't just say, oh, we're going over there and not know whether you can be in there or not. If they got four beds and there's four people there already, you can't go there. And it takes time. So, anyway, we'll go into the next thing in the programming. So you were released on the 19th of December, and then on the 20th, you were assigned the task. And on the 27th, you were positive for marijuana. Now, you weren't out, and you just went in one week, and you had a positive UA for marijuana. And then you didn't go until April, when you had one that wasn't collected. But it was 4 days later, you did drop one, and it was negative, so more than likely, unless you were on your way down anyway, but, you know, that's, that part of it is all the good thing.
I'm going to be sure with you, I know I did smoke a little marijuana, but I also trying to work and I get my marijuana card as well, because I talked to my peer about that, and I was there too, because, you know, like I said, I was working a lot of hours during the day, so I wasn't really caring too much about a lot of things, which I should have, but, you know, I believe that now, you know, I think I should get a safe chance, and I was, well, because, you know, I want to make it out there in society. You know, I haven't been out there in years, and all my family's back home, and I wasn't able to see them or nothing to do with them, and I was like, kind of like got stuck in the middle of, you know, getting older. Like, I'm not even from that county, I'm from Mojave County.
Okay.
It's like, you know, I was pressured into just, yeah, you know, I tried, and I did my best, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I did. I didn't make it to a couple of tasks because my phone got shut off, and it was just like, it's hard to explain to me, but I was giving effort into to doing what I could to make it out there, you know.
Okay.
It was a struggle for me.
Let me see if any of my fellow programs have any questions at this time. No questions. Okay, the third rumor at the end of your hearing, we're going to be going into discussion in a few moments to make a determination. Before we do, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Anything else you would like to tell the board that you think might be important to our decision, but we ask that you not go over the information that we're going to be covering. So do you have anything else you'd like to tell the board, sir?
I'd also like to state that, you know, like a lot of the things that I dealt with in here from my prior issue of buying in here was, I hope that that's not used against me, because, you know, I feel that, you know, I deserve a second chance on doing better for myself out there and changing, you know, because I was trying, you know, it's just, you know, like I said, I was away from my family, my people, which I know really has supported me, but, you know, I was put in, you know, in a place where I wasn't really used to being around, so, but, I don't know, if you guys make the decision you guys want to make, you know, for better, you think is best for me, then, you know, I'm going to have to go with it, but I do hope that, you know, you guys give me a second chance out there, because, you know, I want to try and do good for myself out there.
Okay, thank you, sir. Before we go into the discussion, we can talk amongst ourselves to make a determination. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We ask that you stay on the phone, though, but remain silent, and you can hear the whole conversation. Once we make a decision, we'll get back to you, okay?
Thank you.
We're going to have a discussion. Well, Mr. Castillo seems to have a problem realizing that the rules were set and he was supposed to follow them, even though he agreed to follow them. And the issues with, you know, location, everything understandable, but you take time. If you want to change it, you have to go through the process. You can't just move on. But based on everything that I've heard today, I don't see that Mr. Castillo is going to turn a date for return to community supervision at this time. But I'm going to listen to discussion from me and my fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay. The base of my information was from 209W1496, the testimony of Mr. Castillo and information we received from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Castillo as he was related and violated terms of condition of supervision and had lapses of after lapses and could have raised on the company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Keynes. Agreed by Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir. Mr. Castillo, the board is going to revoke the community supervision at this time. I would suggest that you try to get some programming for anger management and possibly get some AAA programming so that you don't relapse and get out. But when you are released in January of 2020, you will have to answer the Department of Corrections and you can go to whatever part of the state you would like or even another state. So this will end your hearing, sir. Would you please put the CO3 back on the phone?
Yes, sir. Thank you.